Today I'm talking to the Minister for Equality, Martin Foley. Good afternoon, Martin, and happy Ida Hobbit to you. It's a really important day for us where we internationally, actually, we recognise the discrimination against the rainbow community and the various phobias that come as part of that. Today, Minister, you've announced some resources which you're calling the Rainbow Ready Roadmap, directed at rural and regional areas to help organisations, if you like, and various groups, which I'm sure you'll cover off, become more inclusive. Would you be able to talk to us, you know, what this is about and why it's important for our community?
Absolutely. Today on Ida Hobbit Day, it was particularly important that we really put in place practical strategies to combat homophobia, biphobia, intersex discrimination and transphobia. And today, together with Todd Fernando, the LGBTIQ plus Communities Commissioner, we released the Rainbow Ready Roadmap. Todd and his team have built on the fantastic work that so many regional and rural community activist organisations had been working with government over the last few years to put in place the kind of measures in a practical strategy way that we can build inclusion through organisation, whether it's local community groups, sporting groups, local government, civic organisations. We know that there still remains so much to do. But we also know that progress is being made. I just looked today in the West Wimmera Shire for the first time ever after a few hiccups, including some really unfortunate comments made by the council. They've reconsidered and they're now flying the rainbow flags for the first time in some of the most remote parts of Victoria. Yeah. And they did that because the Wimmera Pride group got organised. They weren't going to take the homophobic comments of some as a reflection of their community. They organised, they took practical measures and they got a fantastic result. What we need to do is to have practical systems that allow all parts of regional and rural Victoria to build that inclusion project.
Yeah. Minister, I think you've touched on such an important point there, and that is, we all need to be active and we all have that ability to influence. It looks like these resources, I've jumped on the website, and for those listening, it's vic.gov.au/rainbow-ready-roadmap. The resources are really targeted at settings, including schools, health service providers, businesses, organisations and the like. And the resources include a setting guide, which is a fantastic idea because we really need to target those in the community who are not yet allies but would like to become allies. And I think often people acknowledge that they would like to be more inclusive but they're not sure where to start. It looks like the resources that you've now created actually address that issue and give people some ideas as to this is where you start.
That's right. And whether it's community groups, local government, health, community services, businesses, schools and other learning environments, these are all areas that we know that the practical issues of stigma and discrimination still have to be confronted. So what we want to do is provide allies, provide organisations that want to do the right thing to work with community to tackle transphobia, homophobia, intersex discrimination, and biphobia, and deal with it on the terms that are important to that community. Mm. This gives a practical set of steps, but it's built on a lot of existing work, the leadership capacity development work that we've been doing for some years now in regional and rural communities, and just confronting in a non-adversarial way the basis of discrimination and stigma, but confronting it nonetheless. Mm. And that's so important. And as we've seen, yes, there's plenty of still negative, bad outcomes for community, but we're increasingly seeing positive outcomes right across our regional and rural communities as the inclusion project that is the LGBTIQ Equality Project still has some way to go.
Yeah, for sure. The rural and regional rainbow community in particular face challenges. Why do you and the why does the Victorian government believe that those communities need this extra or additional support to help build better inclusion and connectedness within our rural and regional friends, lives?
I recently sat down with the Mildura Pride Group, and it's pretty tough going in some of these areas out of metropolitan Melbourne, but they're strong, resilient people. But as they put it to me, it's about visibility. It's about recognition and accommodation with the wider community that the diverse parts of the rainbow are here, always have been, always will be, and need to be recognised and included. And this is about building that capacity, building that visibility, and building that partnership with the wider community, but in a way that takes particular account of particular communities, their activities, their commonalities, and their unique circumstances. So it's a really practical, handy tool guide, a roadmap that will allow us to build inclusion and equality and make a reality the commitment that the Premier regularly makes that equality is not negotiable, not just within 10 kilometres of the CBD of Melbourne, but in every regional and rural community right across the state.
Look, on behalf of the community, Minister Foley, thank you for this work and the work you continue to do with the government and with Commissioner Fernando in supporting the rainbow people of Victoria. It's greatly appreciated. And again, a very happy Ida Hobbit Day to you.
And happy Ida Hobbit Day to everyone at Joy. And we've got to all continue to support Australia's first and only LGBTIQ plus media organisation. So
absolutely.
Thanks to Joy 94.9.
It's our pleasure. Thanks, Minister.